service. Heard me preach on some really disturbing parts of chapter 10 of the book of Matthew. Some of these verses seem designed to strike terror in mankind. Verse 34 quotes Jesus, "You think that I come to bring peace to the earth? I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." Verse 35, "I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." This is scary. Not what we Lutherans like to hear. We like to hear that we're saved by grace. Now, today's gospel is more pleasant, and it speaks of rewards. And we all like rewards. And to be rewarded. As young children, we like the reward of some candy or a cookie for behaving or doing our chores. When we get older, we enjoy the rewards of school, of friends, of our profession. Today's gospel speaks of a different kind of rewards. The gospel reading starts with a very appropriate lesson. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Now, in the spirit of this verse, I welcome my colleague, Minister Hawkins, and the visitors to our service this morning. We welcome the opportunity to preach and take part in the fellowship of congregation. But the text speaks of another kind of welcome. Not so much a welcome of our visitors and friends, but a welcome to the messenger and the message of Jesus. Now I'll pose a question. Do we welcome Jesus and his message? That's a pretty important question. It has a different meaning now than it did when Matthew wrote it. We need to examine the times that this was written. A very important reason for Matthew's message was to offer encouragement to a young church. A church which faced daily persecution. Put yourselves back 2,000 plus years to the dusty towns and villages in which Jesus preached. At that time, Christianity was not a legal religion. If a person even gave food or shelter to an evangelist, it was considered aiding and abetting a criminal. A person who welcomed an apostle, preacher, or evangelist would be considered a traitor. Matthew is telling us by welcoming the people of Jesus, God will welcome us. It was encouragement to people in desperate times. We are thankful to God that we live in a time and a nation where we do not face being branded a criminal for practicing our faith. It's legal to worship as we please, or not to worship if we don't want to. It's legal to give money to church. It's even tax deductible. Wonder what Matthew, himself a former tax collector, would have thought about this. We are free to preach and free together in congregations to hear preaching. What do we do with this freedom? Do we sometimes say, "My my schedule is just too full to add church to it, or my job is too demanding, or my children are too demanding, or my spouse is too demanding. And oh yeah, sometimes football games conflict with church service. What does it take to make a commitment to Jesus? Well, it takes some courage. Joining a church is not something to be taken lightly. It's not like joining the Rotary or the Lions or a country club. And you know, well, an important part of belonging to a congregation is fellowship with other Christians. The most important part is serving your God. Let's face it, welcoming Jesus is asking for complications. When we come to church, we're telling the world, this is the bread of life. To welcome Jesus is to be challenged to be called to give, to be imitators of the Christ who lives for others, who sees the needs of others. To belong to a congregation is a commitment to Jesus and a commitment of your time to keep Him first in your life. Now you may say, I don't have the time. Well, you do. Jesus gave you the time of eternity. Remember the lesson from Sunday school, or maybe confirmation class, which, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. To do this is not easy. It'll take you a lifetime to do so. And it will take a community to support you. Remember, it's not something to add to your busy life. It is the foundation of life. This means that the foundation of life is not a luxury. It's a necessity. And it's not role modeling for others, even though others will learn by our example. Worshiping God is a personal act, even though others may benefit by our example. We have our salvation. This is a personal thing. It is a reward we did not earn. It's free. We will not look away at rewards for bringing the good news to others. But if others follow the example of our commitment to God, they receive their reward. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold says, well, I want you, when you see that man, let it remind you of today's lesson. Thank you, God, for our unearned reward of salvation.